B-Pod Studios.
It's a Rap Party Podcast.
Rap Party Podcast.
Oh, man. What a show. What a show we have. I'm not talking about today. I mean, in general, what a show.
I'm exhausted, man. I really am. I'm putting an order in for some desserts here. I want cupcakes and brownies.
For our new client?
Yeah, BW Sweets Bakery, man. I'm putting an order in as we speak.
They're delivering some of their awesome sweets tomorrow to the studio. And in order for us, during CDC guidelines, since the office is still officially closed, like, we had to make sure that the food drop was vetted and okayed.
Yeah, because last thing we need is there to be a Beasley coronavirus outbreak, and we're at the epicenter of it.
Right. So anyway, today's show was filled with all sorts of turns, and we had a Roy Mindbender, we had a Maney Cried Three Times story. It's all available at the MRO Show On Demand Replay Podcast.
Alan joined the show today.
We found out that Roy's middle name is Alan, and Alan has become the male
Karen. Because I have this weird capability to where I'm pretty laid back, and I just like to hang out and chill and laugh and have a good time. And then there's other times I get really hot and bothered.
You have a list. Although the names on the list are small, there's a list of people that you don't like.
There's a list of people I don't like, but I would really say now it's only a couple.
Right.
Couple of people.
And then you...
But by the way, the people on that small couple people have well deserved their way to it.
People on the list?
Yeah.
Yeah. You want to go through any of them or no?
No.
Okay. And then, like, what I do is my move is that if I see somebody, like, walk in the hallways without a mask, or I have an instance of something that I don't like that's not going to code, I tell you.
Hoping that I'd send out an email and be all Alan.
Because you get fired up, and you will send an email. And I've had to tell you not to send an email because the person's going to know it was me because I was the only one that saw them without a mask.
I've sent multiple emails about multiple people. I've reported multiple people in the building. And it's because I take my health seriously.
And Roy doesn't, but Alan does.
Right.
Or do Roy and Alan both take
care? Roy and Alan agree on this one because it's coronavirus.
You know, it's funny because Nicole said, I'm putting out a post on social media saying that Alan is the male Karen. And she said, how do you spell it? And I was going to say the other way.
A-L-A-N? No, it's A-L-L-E-N. That's how I...
Because my name is Steven, and people ask me, is it with a V or P-H? And I'm like, what? A PH? That's Stefan.
That's not Stefan.
It's not. I went to school with a Steven. In fact, the great Dr. Marco, a chiropractor friend in Ballantyne, went to school with him. Mm-hmm. Steven with a PH.
Although now I want to have a kid name it Stefan just because I think it's funny.
Stefano?
Hey, what's up, Stefano? Stefan? It's A-L-L-E-N. Same middle name as my father, by the way. I'm a junior.
Mm-hmm.
So, but, you know, I had this, a prime example of when Alan comes out. Is like, I don't mind. You know, Maney, you've seen my neighbor's house.
On the left or the right?
Both. They don't take great care to it.
Well, the one on the right's got an enormous tree on the front yard, and I'm not sure that you could do anything with the root system.
No, but like, both have issues, like where the gutters are falling off, or my one neighbor has just a random Chester drawer just sitting out in the front yard that's been sitting there forever, and their trash sometimes go over into my yard. Now, Roy doesn't go and confront them. Alan ignores it. Alan will sometimes take the leaf blower and blow their trash back onto their property, which I think is completely fine.
Mm-hmm.
But a prime example, my neighbor started shooting off fireworks, and then Alan came out. Alan went out to go investigate the issue.
Were they still shooting off the fireworks when you went out?
No, they left, and the box of fireworks was just on fire.
And you went over there to look at it.
I was like, why is there a fire randomly in the middle of the road? What's going on here? What world do I live in? And then I loudly said, I was like, I guess I'll call the fire department or someone to deal with this issue. And I left.
Alan was out.
Alan was out. Alan was on the prowl.
That's so funny. I don't love fireworks either, but I like to shop for them.
Why?
Because down in South Carolina, there's full-on Wally World of fireworks stores.
I know,
you can get everything and anything.
There's no laws or something down there.
Yeah, it's. I mean, you can just literally do anything you want with fireworks.
I can't even tell you the types of fireworks. I know someone who'd be like, "Oh yeah, you got to get the X-43 bomb," and I'm like, "What?"
Well, you know, M-80, you know, bottle rocket.
No,
Roman candles.
I have no clue what a Roman candle is, or what an M-80 is, or what a bottle rocket is. I have no clue.
An M-80 is basically like a half a stick of dynamite.
And what does it do? It
blows things up.
What?
You put it in a mailbox. If you don't like someone, you put the M-80 in their mailbox, you light it, and you run.
And that's a firework?
Yeah, it's called an M-80.
What does it do?
There's also something called a blockbuster, which is awesome.
What does that do?
It's bigger than an M-80.
And it just shoots off fireworks?
Oh, it makes an enormous explosive sound.
Why do people like that?
Because they get off to it.
What?
They enjoy it. They like the idea of shooting it off. Now, I'm not huge on shooting them off, but I'll go buy them, and then I'd like to sit in a chair and watch somebody else do all the work. I don't like the whole lighting and the get it out. Yeah, and the running. But my neighbors love that, so it works out perfect. I'll buy it.
I don't like it.
But this year and last year, we've been told there will be no fireworks display because of the young kids in our neighborhood. Like, we have infants still.
Oh.
And you can't blow up a part of the neighborhood. Apparently, it'll wake the kids up. And it'll probably freak out my dog.
So, how about this? I don't even like firework shows. Once you've seen
like
one.
Like a pro one?
Yeah, once you've seen one, you've seen them all.
I guess. It's kind of a vibe, though. Like, you get out early, have a couple drinks, set up your towel, listen to music.
No, you know what it is? Let me tell you how it really is. Here's Alan. Okay?
He's so Alan-y.
It's nonstop traffic. It's a pain in the ass. People are on top of each other. No one's respecting your space. Everybody wants to ooh and all over the same thing that you saw last
Whip
year.
Whipping nay-nay about it.
It's uncomfortable.
So you're not even a big fan of like going to watch at like the Knights game when they used to do fireworks. You wouldn't stay to watch.
No, I got so irritated. I had this apartment here in Charlotte that looked out and I had a beautiful view of the skyline. And so they told me when I moved in, they're like, yeah, you'll be able to see the ballpark. You'll be able to see the show. So I go to my rooftop and I'm with all these other people and I'm watching.
Nice.
But it kept getting delayed because of the rain.
So that's their fault?
Well, no, but
you're blaming the fireworks.
It's like after 2 hours, I'm like, screw it. And then I left. And so even when I lived there, I never saw one fireworks show from the roof. And I had the best view in Charlotte for it.
You did. You would look down at the fireworks. That's weird.
Yeah, because we were so high.
Yeah.
But we had the best view, and I never took advantage of it.
Yeah, I mean, I grew up in my neighborhood in New Jersey. My neighbor owned an elevator company, and so he would get the fireworks off the street, like, illegally in New York City because they were illegal in New Jersey and New York.
So you guys would have to go to, like, South Carolina and smuggle
them
in.
Well, yeah, but my neighbor would just buy them from some guy on the street, like, in the back of a truck, and he'd bring the good stuff home. He had this thing called a belt.
Okay.
And the belt.
They have cool names, man.
Yeah, dude, you need to look it up. Hold on, I'm going to pull them up for Roy.
Didn't we do a game where it was, like, firework name or sex toy?
Yeah, we should bring that back. I also like porn star or tennis player when you have the grunts.
Oh.
Yeah, exactly. Here, Phantom Fireworks. That's
how about
a good
wrestling
one.
Or gay sex? We should play that one.
Let's see here. I'm trying to find, like, so...
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
I just want to see the...
You're at Phantom Fireworks. What are you doing? One, this is fireworks.
Here, firecrackers, bud. Look. So, these are just regular firecrackers that just make noise.
Okay.
But you can get, like, look at this one. 40 packs of firecrackers. And it's basically, you light it and the whole thing just like goes off like a domino.
What's up with people?
Oh, here. 1,600. Fireworks for $250, and
you light that one thing and it just boom explodes.
You get 1,600 fireworks that are just gonna go pop 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 pop.
So that's
pop,
the
pop.
Grand finale.
Yeah, it's a ground one though, so you really can't see much. It's just more of a sound.
What's up with people loving to explode things?
I don't know. I don't know. I think
it's... And why do I not have a desire to do it?
Oh, look at this. I want to take you. I want you to come. I want you to light off fireworks with me.
Light them off?
Yeah, you're easily like...
Against it?
And you're easily persuaded.
Oh, like I'll do it. And then all of a sudden, next thing you know, it's going to be like the best thing ever. And that's all I ever do. Yeah, that's exactly how I am.
Reloadable mortars.
You're not wrong there, bud. I go all in.
Look, bud, you can get ones that are parachutes. They light off, shoot in the sky, and the parachutes come down.
What?
Yeah. You never heard of that?
The firework comes back down in a parachute?
No. Like, it'll shoot up. It'll light off and shoot up, and you'll be like, ah, and it's like a bunch of lights and stuff. And then a parachuter will come down. See? He's like a military guy. And then you tell the kids to go catch the parachutes that come out of the fireworks.
This is such a strange thing to me. I think it's so strange.
You would be so scared. Like, be careful. I hope it doesn't fall on anyone.
I hope it doesn't.
That's how Amanda is. Amanda hates them.
Oh, don't catch the tree on fire. You're too close to trees.
Look at this, dude. The red, white, and boom. A 15-shot, 500-gram repeater.
Oh, man. So these little boxes, do the fireworks shoot up into the sky?
Mm-hmm.
God, I just don't care about fireworks.
And here's the colors that they have.
I really don't care.
Oh, watch this firework work, it says. That's cool. This website's awesome.
It's called the Burst and Bloom.
This is what you're going to get.
Oh, my God. That's huge. That's like a real firework.
Yeah, you get 8 shots. Now you go, oh, and the kids enjoy it. They go, oh. That's a good one. That was a good explosion.
So I guess to make it more interesting, would you line up like 4 of those boxes in a row?
Oh, dude, that would be awesome. And, then you just pour gasoline and throw a match and light them all.
What?
Look at this display, dude.
Because I don't like how it's just like shoot style.
That is awesome. By the way, we'll give a plug. We're on fireworks.com.
It sounds like gunshot. In my neighborhood, I don't know if it's fireworks or if they're coming to get me.
Nicole, do you like fireworks? Like, Roy doesn't care about fireworks.
Not a fan.
I don't care. I used to really like them as a kid, but now you can tell that places are, like, really cheaping it up. So where there used to be, like, a 20-minute firework display, now it's, like, 5 and then a big shebang. So it's just not really that interesting to me.
It's not interesting to me either.
Like fireworks would not be a selling point to me.
Yeah.
And I wouldn't spend an extravagant amount of money.
I would see you as someone who enjoys lighting them off, though, and like running and giggling as you run.
You know why I think I don't like it? It's because somebody used to throw those little white things at my
feet. Oh, the poppers, the snappers.
Oh, the bank snaps?
I fucking hate those things. They would throw it at me, yeah. and I would run from them.
They're called bank snaps.
I think they're snappers. You throw them at someone's feet.
Everyone always threw it at me because I didn't like it. And I'd run.
Oh, poor Roy boy.
And then the sparklers.
Yeah, sparklers are good, except you pick up the wrong side and burn your finger.
Well, I know I need sparklers that are the big ones. Have you seen the big ones? Because I'm afraid the sparks are going to touch my hand.
You know what a Roman candle is, right?
Is that a sex thing? What is that?
I don't know what that is either.
A Roman candle spits out the fireworks like a fountain. You hold it.
And it
shoots it out.
No, I've never heard of it.
Check this out. This is called a wheel.
Is this on the ground?
By the way,
yeah, but look how people on the podcast can't see this.
I know, but I'm showing you and they like your reaction.
What is that?
It's called the Hypnotica wheel.
Oh, you got to be high to enjoy that. Right?
I don't know. I liked your answer, though. All right, here's what a Roman candle is. And no, it's not a sex move, Roy.
Sounds like it is. Oh, they're cheap. $6.
Yeah, you hold them, and then you see that tube? You just hold it, and it shoots fireworks out.
What? It's a weaponized firework?
Kind of, yeah. We used to aim them at each other, but that was stupid when we were younger. I mean, if it got on you, it would burn. But you were pretty drunk at that point, and it didn't matter. Till the next morning, you're like, what the hell happened to me? Oh, here are poppers and sparklers.
It's poppers.
No, no.
And not the gay kind of poppers.
Popper 12-piece set. Don't chase Roy with them.
No, I was too afraid of poppers.
So many people are listening to this right now, and they love their fireworks. They love going to, like, Roy doesn't even like going to the fireworks, Nicole.
No.
Like, did you like going to the big pro display, like, in your, no, you didn't either?
No, I mean, I went, like, I definitely went as a kid, but in my adult life, yeah. I have not gone out of my way to go see fireworks.
There was a couple times in my life that I did like the fireworks show. One was in Charleston, where if you're at a certain point in Charleston, not only can you see the Charleston fireworks show, but you can see Folly, you can see Alapalm, you can see Kiowas all at once.
Yeah, that's cool.
That's cool. And then when I was down in Miami, I was on a boat, and they shot fireworks from a boat over the water.
That's cool.
That was cool. Outside that, unless they reinvent the technology, unless it's like something I've never seen before.
Here is something called a half and half finale nine shot.
A half and half.
Why are you guys talking about this?
I don't even know how it came up. Oh, because my neighbors were lining up fireworks.
Were they loud like this?
Yeah, they were. They were just like this. They were huge. And then we have all these big trees in my neighborhood. I thought I was going to catch on fire.
Well, the cool thing is you light it once, and then it just triggers them.
Well, I guess that is pretty cool.
You don't have to light
it. I don't like this firework. It has like a fart noise. It has like a little fart noise at the end of a boom.
Ooh, we just got an endorsement opportunity for Phantom Fireworks.
Let me tell you, I love fireworks. If there's something that on the weekends I love going out to do, that's to light up some fireworks.
And you remember when you were a kid how much fun it was to go to the big shows, and you had the little bang snaps that people would throw at you, and it was a blast.
We would take some Roman candles and shoot those bad boys off. We would have so much fun.
Let me tell you something. There's something called a belt, Manny. You ever hear this thing? It's not one that you wear. It's 2,000 fireworks tied together. You lay it down on the street and light it.
Listen, if you take me to a, if you bring some fireworks and we go out on the road and we have some fun, maybe. Maybe then I'll change my way of thinking.
All right.
But when I was just sitting out, sitting at my living room trying to watch a TV show and I hear gunshots next door, I was annoyed.
It was fireworks. But we get it, Alan. We get it. That's a Rap Party Podcast, everybody.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.